Hey friends, on this Wednesday, and we are rolling through Acts, and we're in chapter 6 today. We have watched the spread of Christianity like fire begin to occur, and it's just beginning. But today, in chapter 6, we see the first interpersonal issue, or potential issue, for the followers of Jesus. There were two groups of Jews in Jerusalem during this time. There were the Jews that were called the Hellenistic Jews. Another name for the Hellenistic Jews are the Grecian Jews. It's kind of used interchangeably. The Hellenistic or the Grecian Jews were Jewish people, obviously, who followed the customs of Greece still. So they spoke Greek and had customs of the Greeks, and they were having an issue with the Hebraic Jews, which is Hebrew Jews, or I guess we would see them as the regular Jews, like the disciples that we know. So there was this feeding ministry or this food ministry that took care of people's needs. As you know, they combined all of the resources and would feed and share all of their possessions, but the Grecian Jews felt that their own widows were being overlooked. So they felt something unfair was going on. And so there you have a potential issue. And so the disciples, which are called apostles by now most of the time, the Hebraic Jews, they did something pretty cool here. They chose seven guys, which happened to all be Hellenistic or Grecian Jews, to lead the meals ministry. So think about that. That's kind of cool, isn't it? So there's a couple great things that come from them doing this. First of all, it made the Hellenistic Jews, I'm sure, feel validated while avoiding potential conflict that could affect the spread of Christianity in a negative way, didn't it? And then secondly, it also allowed the disciples or the apostles to focus on, it tells us, prayer and teaching of the word while not neglecting this necessary meals ministry. So they choose seven guys to lead this meal ministry. All of them, I said, were Grecian Jews, and one of them's name was Stephen. Now, it tells us in a couple different verses, it tells us a few things about Stephen. It says that he was a man that was full of faith in the Holy Spirit. And then a little later, it tells us in chapter 6 that he was a man who was full of God's grace and power. And so the food ministry isn't what we know Stephen for, as we'll learn in the next couple new and 22 teachings. But he does miraculous things for God and is promptly arrested. So just as Jesus and later his disciples were, he was taken before the Sanhedrin, that group of religious leaders who haven't had a very stellar track record in stopping Jesus's mission, have they? They didn't with Jesus. He rose from the dead. They didn't with the disciples. They escaped from prison beyond the guards even knowing they were gone. And the last verse of chapter 6 is very interesting to me, and I don't quite know what to make about it. It says, all who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Now, what's interesting to me about this isn't that his face looked like the face of an angel, but it's interesting to me that you've got all of these religious elitists looking at him and him having this angelic countenance, and it just seems out of place to me because given what they do to Stephen in short order. So even though they see the countenance of an angel in him, they still choose to take some absolutely extreme measures with Stephen's life, as we'll learn over the next couple days. Study this, chew on it, let it marinate, and see God continue to work here early on in the book of Acts. But we're just getting started.